Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Aaron Stinnett. The New Testament reading for today is from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you are writing something, a book, a letter, whatever it might be, one thing that often takes a bit of thought is deciding how to finish. Do you perhaps close on a personal note, highlighting your connection with the readers or listeners? Do you wrap things up by summarizing some of the main points you've been making? Do you seek to ensure the lasting impact of your words by emphasizing why this message matters? In these verses, as St. Paul concludes his divinely inspired letter to the churches in Galatia, we find him doing each of those things. The personal aspect stands out when Paul notes that he is writing to them with his own hand. Sometimes Paul would enlist the help of co-workers who would record his words as he spoke. But here he picks up the pen himself so that the Galatians can see how personally concerned he is for them and how committed he is to serving them with the gospel. That gospel concern leads Paul to then clearly state once more the central point of this letter: the good news that we are justified not by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. False teachers have been telling the Galatians that to be in a right relationship with the Lord, they need to be circumcised. But Paul reiterates here, what matters is not circumcision or uncircumcision, but a new creation. What matters is not what we do or don't do, but what Christ has done for us. By his cross, Christ has taken away our sins so that we are now righteous in God's sight. baptized into Christ, we are clothed with Christ. We are children of God through faith. We are not who we were. For whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. New and everlasting life is ours in Christ. And that is what matters. In this new life that we have in Christ, we are set free from the pressure of trying to earn our own salvation and are free to focus instead on serving one another in love. We freely bear one another's burdens, knowing that by bearing the burden of our sin on the cross, the Son has set us free, and we are free indeed. This life and freedom are ours, not by works of the law, but through faith in Christ alone. Which is why Paul says, and we join him in saying, far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. His is the glory. In him is our life, our freedom, our peace. And so there is no better way to end than with Paul's final words to the Christians in Galatia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your household, the church, in continual godliness, that through your protection she may be free from all adversities and devoutly given to serve you in good works. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.